Our coverage of UFC 81 kicks off today as we welcome Mr. Fight of the Night, Tyson Griffin, to the park to discuss his upcoming bout against American Top Team member Gleison Tibau on Super Saturday in Las Vegas. What's going on, Tyson?
Nothing much. Just trying to relax between training.
So, you got this big fight going on down against Tibau at UFC 81. And this time last year, UFC 67, obviously some people calling it the match of the year, you and Frankie Edgar. At this point, how sick of you are about hearing about that fight?
I'm not sick of it at all, man. I learned a lot from that fight, and it was fight of the night. There's a lot more positives than negatives coming out of that fight, even though I got to, came away with my first loss.
Okay, so maybe I phrased the question incorrectly, just because obviously you'd like to be applauded for a great fight, and clearly that was, like I said, match of the year, arguably. But at the same time, you did lose. Nevertheless, you still took a lot away from it and look at it as more positive than negative?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I think this isn't, your fights, your careers are the ones that you don't lose from. And, maybe a situation where I got caught with a punch that I never saw coming, you can't really learn anything from that. Those are the losses that really suck. You can't do nothing about, but I took a lot away from that loss and that whole experience. And, I'm a better fighter because of it.
Since that fight was, so unbelievably great, and so many people, it's been replayed on so many different UFC shows in the last year, have anyone within the UFC, obviously specifically Joe Silva, have they approached you about a potential rematch against Frank?
No, I haven't heard anything about a rematch. He's climbing the ladder, so am I, and maybe that'll happen in the future. But, again, it's one of those things where, it was a, tough fight. Could have went either way, really, and I didn't really drop me down the ladder or anything. I don't feel like I need that. I don't think I need that fight to really move myself up right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, oftentimes you can sort of rise up in defeat, and clearly it put both of you on the map, even though that fight wasn't televised originally, but came on after the main event and blew everyone away. So let's talk about UFC 81. You got this bout against Gleison Tibau, who is definitely on a roll himself in the UFC, winner of his last two. So, what are your thoughts on Gleison, American Top Team member, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, and definitely a dangerous guy? A lot of people might not know a lot about him, but still, nevertheless, I'm sure very dangerous.
Yeah, he's, tough jiu-jitsu guy, like you said, black belt and all that. And I think it's just going to be like my last fight with Tavares, where, basically a ground guy. He's not going to want to stand up too much, and he'll be trying to get that fight to the ground, and I basically get to readjust the game plan that I fought Thiago with, and hopefully fight him and finish him, opposed to take him to a decision.
Now, you train at Extreme Couture. Who are some of the guys that you've been working with to help you get ready for Gleison?
Just all my main partners: Gray Maynard, Jay Heron, Mike Pyle. Tons of other names in there. Another lightweight, Eric. I can't remember his last name. List goes on. I actually started this camp with Joe Daddy up in Big Bear, helping him with Beat for PJ. So there's Joe Daddy, Eric Shabari up there. Tons of guys.
Obviously, you're surrounding yourself with a lot of great fighters, and the lightweight division. You mentioned Joe Daddy Stevenson. He was just involved at UFC 80 in a tough battle against BJ Penn, unfortunately came out on the losing end, but the lightweight division, especially in the last year, has really, kind of broken out of the pack in terms of a division just a couple years ago that wasn't really mentioned at all in the UFC and now has all these great fighters. Where would you slot yourself right now in terms of those, fictitious rankings that we all like to talk about?
Yeah, I really don't know. I haven't got a chance to really compete against those guys that are in the, the real rankings or even the fictitious ones. I think I'm on the top of the heap as far as the up go. I've fought a lot of those guys and separated myself from those names, but I really like a chance to test myself against some of those names that are ranked in the, in the world, so to speak, in all the magazines out there.
Is there someone in particular, if you'd get by Gleison, that you think that you would match up well against and would kind of help propel you?
I think I match up well against anybody. I mean, the 155 pound class, enough skills in every aspect to really beat anybody out there. It's need the opportunity to do so.
All right. So right now, your last fight was against Thiago Tavares, which was, again, like I said, fight of the night. And then that came after the Clay Guida fight. With all these guys in the UFC right now that are coming in, especially from, different organizations and whatnot, are you happy with, the kind of fights that you're being offered in terms of, you have like Roger Huerta, who's main eventing the Ultimate Fighter finale against Guida after you just beat him. Are you happy with the sort of exposure that you're getting in the UFC despite, all this influx of new talent?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely giving me a lot of tough guys, even Frankie Edgar, who is unknown, he's an undefeated fighter, so I'm not fighting guys that, are just coming off losses or don't even deserve a chance to, to fight a guy like me that's, put himself on top of even a small list of fighters and could, possibly have everything to lose fighting, somebody coming off a loss. So they've definitely been giving me tough opponents and letting me test myself and improve myself. So I can't really complain about the level of competition, but I would like to, the level of names that those guys are, maybe fighting Roger Huerta or somebody that's known in the household names.
I guess more to that point, like I said, three fights in a row, and anyone would say that those were the best three fights on the card, your last three. But as things stand right now, your fight isn't even scheduled to be on the main card, the televised portion of the card. Obviously might slide in there. Seems a little weird, though, no? Since you've been this
short. I know they have it on the website listed like that, but as far as I know, it's scheduled to be one of the fights on the pay-per-view card. They might just have it listed like that just in case they change things, but as far as I've heard, it'll be televised.
Okay.
And if they don't plan on televised, I'll make sure it gets televised.
Absolutely. Yeah, because I was going off of UFC.com, and it said that it might not be broadcast. So I found that a bit weird, given the fact that you had all these great fights, and Gleison is no slouch himself. But are you...
Well, my first two fights weren't planned to be televised either, but, I had submission in the night in one, fight in the night in the other. So hopefully I'll do something exciting. If they don't plan on televising, I have to squeeze it in there.
All right, and the rest of the card, I mean, it's a great card, and you're obviously going to be going up against other guys who deserve to be on the televised portion of it. You have Brock Lesnar making his debut, who's obviously a guy who, I have to ask, for someone like yourself that has been involved in MMA for, as long as you have been, several years now, at such a young age, and you have Brock coming in right away, getting to fight a guy like Frank Mir, former champion. How do you think someone like him, with the wrestling background that you're obviously familiar with, that he'll do in the UFC against such stiff competition?
I honestly have no idea. I don't know what type of wrestler he is. I don't know what type of MMA training he's been doing. I've just heard the talk, and we'll see if he can back it up. I know he's an All-American from Minnesota, I believe, but that was probably, years and years and years ago. And we'll see if he's still got that wrestling in him.
When you first started your career, your third fight in, defeated Uriah Faber, who right now is the champ in WEC featherweight. Everyone talks about him, which is, as you know, for people who don't know, would be in a weight class under the one that you'd fight in. Has that ever been discussed? Because in doing research, old interviews with yourself, you talked about, potentially having a rematch, and Uriah was talking a lot of smack after that fight. Has that ever been discussed with you, potentially fighting him, even if it would be at 145 for his belt?
I've gave Uriah the opportunity to rematch me since the day I beat him at 155. I dropped down 145 pounds for the first time when I fought him, and it was just too much of a cut for me. I'll never do it again. So he's had the opportunity to move up to my weight class and fight me at my weight class, just like I dropped down to fight him at his, and he hasn't taken that opportunity. So I don't think he has any interest in fighting me either at 155 or any weight class for that matter.
So has that even been offered to him before, going into WEC and capturing the belt under Zuffa, to fight you at 155?
Oh, yeah. My manager got a hold of his manager because of all the smack talking in his interviews and let him know flat out that he could fight me at 155 any day of the week, and he never took that opportunity.
Does it piss you off at all to see, all the praise that he gets? And even when people are talking about Floyd Mayweather now, and they're saying that he'd be the best one to fight at 145, and he's on cover of magazines and everything, this poster boy, does it piss you off at all, after the fact that you beat him so many years ago, and yet, you know, he never even, he talked all that smack and never even attempted to gain revenge or avenge that loss.
No, it doesn't bother me at all, you know. 145 pounds is not my weight class. It was, I believe, an unhealthy cut, and I didn't really feel like I was 100% for that fight, you know, physically. Just broken down and, you know, cutting too much. But, no, it doesn't make me mad at all. You know, he's a great fighter, 145 pounds. That's the weight class he should stay at. And, you know, he's been undefeated since I beat him, and he's earned all the praise he's gotten. You know, it's not like he's been getting beaten in the WC or lost his belt and had to gain it back. You know, he's defended it time and time again, and he deserves his credit.
All right, Tyson, before we let you go, like I said, UFC 81, you against Gleison Tibau fight. I'm definitely looking forward to, obviously, we know you have it in you to, you know, put on a great show, but in your mind, how do you see this one going in terms of, you know, the flow of the fight, where it's going to end up, and all that stuff?
I'm just looking to land hard strikes and finish him early. Actually, probably the second round. I mean, you know, my conditioning is my strongest aspect, I think, and I'm going to push the pace the first round and hopefully land some hard strikes in the first round and hopefully connect again in the second and hopefully be looking to put him away and, you know, not give the judges a chance to decide this fight.
Yeah, because your last three, as good as they were, they all went into the judges' hands. So I'm assuming that you're tired of that and are wanting to finish things on your own.
Very much so. You know, I've had, I think, eight fights where I finished guys and, you know, or seven fights where I finished guys in the first round, and I want to get back to finishing guys, whether it's in the first round, second round, or third round. But I want to put it away and, you know, decide to fight by myself.
All right, great stuff, Tyson. Thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck at UFC 81 and continued success throughout your career.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.